heaven, we approach thy throne of grace, thanking you for this day as we a little flock of thy people. We thank you for the many blessings that you showered down in our lives and protected us from the unseen. We thank thee, Father, for the truth that you've given us through thy scriptures. We thank thee for one another. And we're ever mindful of those scattered throughout this earth, those known by thee, those striving to walk in this narrow way like unto us. Please guide and direct each and every one of them. Uplift them as they continue this walk. And at this time, dear Father, we would ask thy blessing on our dear brother Mark as he leads this testimony meeting, and bless all those who will testify. And as always, Father, giving thanks and praise in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Brethren, we're delighted to have Brother Mark Davis on our program three times, making use of local talent, and starting with this praise and testimony meeting. So we'll turn it over to Brother.
Thank you, Brother Bob. Thank you, Brother Ken, for your lovely prayer. And good afternoon, dear brother. It's nice to be with you. Our families looked forward to coming down to San Diego to attend the conventions. One of those things that, where are we going to be at the end of November? And I know the class here has moved their convention around a few times, but we're glad they've continued this somewhat of a tradition in the latter part of November to hold their convention, and really enjoying this new facility that they're having their convention up at today. And I want to bring you the love of your brethren from Los Angeles. They certainly wanted to remember to you, and we have a few brethren able to attend. Love from my spouse, Sister Alicia, and also from our younger son, Timothy, who came down with a pretty bad cold, so he wasn't able to attend. But James, my mom, Sister Martha, are here, so we're glad we can be with you in fellowship. Alicia's also watching out for our extended family this weekend. Brother Paul Hummel and Rebecca, who are from Melbourne, Australia, are traveling through from Detroit and back to Melbourne, and so they're at our house with their small child, Jeremiah, I should say. And so they are planning to leave on Sunday, so it wasn't possible for them to travel down for the convention, but they wanted to be remembered to you. And also, they send their love along to you also. So, loads of love to all of you here at convention. And we're certainly enjoying the fellowship. You know, so I do apologize, we weren't able to attend here yesterday for your convention. And I see you had a full day of fellowship on Friday. This course is by Brother Brent and Brother Richard and Brother Tom led a study. And Brother Russ had this evening discourse. So I know there are a lot of rich blessings from the fellowship from yesterday, so you'll have to tell us all about it in your testimonies today, because I'm sorry we weren't able to listen in with the commitments yesterday, getting our family from the airport. And but I know I certainly enjoyed the lessons this morning that we had, and this afternoon, the seven feasts of Israel. That's a favorite subject of mine that I've enjoyed looking into, and how all the timelines that Brother Tom brought out to us, those are really worth looking into, and how they just seem to fit in the gospel message for us. And there's so many lessons that we can take from it. And also the unity of the body of Christ, that was indeed a special lesson for us to consider this morning. You know, I remember we had about a year ago in Los Angeles, we had a vote on a very important subject, and the vote was 51% one way and 49% the other way. And it was what we were going to study for the next 6 months. What were we going to do about it? Okay, the answer was, okay, we're going to have one group of brethren go study over here, we're going to divide the class, and the other group can study over here. No, that's not what we decided to do. We decided, well, let's for 6 months study this subject, and then the other brethren that didn't want that subject, then we'll do their subject the next 6 months. So that way everyone got to
I have a study. It was one of our most holy faith. And then we also did a study on Romans. And that way, brethren both got to have their choices. And the brethren decided it was better to humble themselves, putting preference to their other brethren, and letting their wish to study something come into the ecclesia. And we all got to study what we, in the end, wanted to study. But we just picked a timeline to make it work. So I mentioned that in the unity of the body of Christ, how privileged you are to have very understanding and humble brethren. And then I enjoyed Brother Tim's message this morning on the Paul's letter to the Gentiles, as you could say, Paul's letter, and then right into who it was to. Was it to the Ephesus, or was it to what class, or what little class it was? You know, I was thinking about Paul traveling with Barnabas. You know, Brother Tim mentioned he started out in Antioch. Well, that's in Syria, but there also is an Antioch in Pisidia, I think, is, I'm not if I'm pronouncing it correctly, P-S-I-D-A. And I know that the Apostle Paul went to the synagogue there and gave a beautiful message about what had happened in his life and bringing the truth to the brethren there in Antioch of Pisidia. And one of the things he talked about the heart condition. He talked about, in verse 22 it says, and when he had removed him, speaking of Saul, King Saul, when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. And that goes back when that message was first given, back into 1 Samuel, when Saul was still king, and he had disobeyed God. He had decided that he was going to give an offering himself, and rather than wait on Samuel to provide the offering. And he also failed to... he took the king of the Amalekites captive, and he took their best of what they had, of their flocks, and he was going to offer them to God. And how pleasing was God with that? He wasn't pleased. He wasn't pleased with it. And so we have many lessons in the scriptures that we can glean on what our Heavenly Father has asked us to do. And that's be faithful to Him. Follow His leadings. And not go out and give strange sacrifice in a strange way. And so there are many lessons for us in Old Testament and New Testament scriptures, and we're so blessed to have so many that have come before us to give us examples. And I've certainly enjoyed the lessons that we've had this morning that I was able to attend that have been given to us, and that we can use to help us in our narrow walk this side the veil. But this is your hour, your testimony meeting. I don't want to take all the time because I know there's many things you might like to bring forward. And maybe you have some love from brethren, or some special news, or something you like to let the brethren know about. So I'm going to open the meeting up to the brethren here. I think there is a microphone. Brother David has it. All I'll ask is you please state your name and ecclesia so all the brethren know where you're from, and you'll forgive me if I forget everyone's first name here this morning, but it's certainly nice to see many here. So I'll turn the meeting open to you, and come over to Brother Rick here in front.
Brother Rick Evans from Fresno, California, and I first would like to thank the San Diego class for your beautiful weather that you ordered for the convention. I am really enjoying it. We're getting out of the fog of the valley. The Fresno class would make sure that they have their love sent here. I know some of them may be listening right now, or have been listening to the convention. I also have appreciated the fellowship that we've had, and also that my parents are here and we have a chance to spend some time and they can see how beautiful it is here in California from the rainy weather up in Portland. But we want to thank you for having the privilege here, and constantly think of your brethren. We have added a couple more to our Thursday class, two XJWs that are meeting with us, which has been a real blessing for us. And we've really appreciated, since that's made us from 5 to 7 brethren now. And we relish every day that we have this opportunity to come to understand God's plans and purposes and have an opportunity to serve Him.
Thank you, Brother Rick. We've enjoyed the fellowship of the Fresno class going back many years. Indeed, had the privilege of attending there at Brother Richard and Sister Shirley's home for a short time. Brother Richard.
After that, I guess I have to stand up. And because of memory loss, I wrote this testimony beforehand. And for that testimony, I want to publicly deliver a personal message to the beloved members of the San Diego class. Let me say again, I am now particularly addressing the members of the San Diego class. We have traveled together on the narrow way for over 4 decades. I have lived near you, worshipped with you, had great fellowship with you. When times were difficult, received from you much needed advice and guidance, and have had the privilege of learning from you as you have matured into strong, vibrant servants of God. Together we have walked dusty roads in far-off countries, skipped meals, drank polluted water, slept in places unimagined, and delivered God's message to a beleaguered people, as well as enjoyed many stimulating studies that have strengthened us in our Christian walk. In just a few weeks, the Lord willing, I will be celebrating my 86th birthday. In all likelihood, my service this weekend is a last hurrah, and I'm grateful to you for this privilege. So I take this opportunity to say to you, you who have been such an important part in my consecrated life for these many decades, thank you, and I love you.
Thank you, Brother Richard. We have certainly enjoyed your fellowship. And it's been a blessing to know you. We look forward to many more years of fellowship, if it be the Lord's will. Who'll be next? Brother Jim.
Jim Parkinson from Los Angeles. Bring the love of Sister Teresa, who's quite exhausted from Thursday's effort, and also from the Wednesday evening meeting. And I'd just like to thank the Lord for an opportunity that I've had back in my working days before I became so tired of being tired that I'm now retired, that there was a fellow from England, not a very religious country to be sure, but I did get to talking with him one time and at least explained what my understanding of the scriptures was, and no eternal torture and such thing. And interesting that he rather agreed that he has not had the thought of immortal souls before, although his wife is scared to death of the idea of the dead being really dead. He's retired also, and I got an email from somebody else who had received one from him and forwarded it to me, and so I wrote directly to him about something quite unrelated to the truth, and he wrote back something concerning the truth. So perhaps there is an opportunity that stems back for maybe 20 to 25 years. And the scripture says, cast thy bread upon the waters, thou shalt find it after many days.
Thank you, Brother Jim. Who'll be next? Brother Ted.
Brother Mark, I'm Brother Tim Thomason from Albuquerque. Sister Sandy and I and Dan and Tammy and Nathaniel are happy to be here. We bring the love of our little class. We really currently refer to ourselves as the Albuquerque Teleconference Bible students. We have more brethren who call in for our Sunday meetings than are physically present. From northern New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Oregon, California. So it's a wonderful blessing when those beeps come on the free conference call. And we've been very blessed by our participation together now for some time. And we all invite you to our annual convention. I have programs on the table in the back, and also with me. I'll be asking different ones if you would take some for your class. It's the Easter weekend, April 3, 4, 5, and we would love to see you in Albuquerque on that occasion. As you probably know, Memorial next year will be Thursday night, April 2nd, and our convention is April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and I know most of the brethren want to be with their home ecclesia for that special occasion, but if you consider coming early, we invite you to consider meeting with us for our memorial service on Thursday night, and then the convention begins on Friday evening. We're just very thankful to be here. Over the years, we've come to the San Diego Convention in different locations. Wasn't sure about this year until we asked Tammy and Dan what their thoughts were. I thought with a 2.5-year-old, the 800-mile drive might not be something that they would want to do. But they said, sure, we want to go. So it's been a wonderful trip. He's been great. And if you don't see him physically in the meeting, they're in the room tuning in on the broadcast while Nathaniel sleeps. And so they're here, and I'm sure most of you have talked to them. So thank you, San Diego brethren. We're thankful to the Lord, and we remember you in our prayers and ask an interest in yours.
Thank you, Brother Tim. We've certainly appreciated your fellowship over the many years, and I remember your connection to California, a little town called Kingsburg up the road away, so it always seemed we had something in common with your mom living up there, so we've enjoyed your fellowship and appreciate it. I saw a hand in back over here, Sister Elaine.
Sister Elaine Allard from the San Luis Obispo, California Ecclesia. And I wanted to raise my voice in thanksgiving to my Heavenly Father for this opportunity of being here. It's been a few years since we were able to attend the San Diego Convention, and we want to give our thanks to the brethren who worked so hard to put the convention on. I have many wonderful memories. I was, when I was 5, we were actually part of the San Diego class for a little while. We lived in the area before moving to Los Angeles. Also want to bring the love of our ecclesia there in San Luis Obispo. We meet in our home every Sunday, and we have two who meet with us over the phone, Sister Elaine Redeker and Sister Pat Marquez, and we love having them join us, and they wanted their love also brought to the convention. And my mother-in-law, Adele Allard, she would love to have been here, but is unable to travel anymore, so she wanted her love sent. Also, my sister Nancy Zuniga from the Portland class of Portland Associate Bible Students up in the Portland area. And I just wanted to give thanks for being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Elaine. Sister Shirley.
I'm Sister Shirley Evans from the Portland class. Richard and I live in Vancouver, Washington, though, right across the river. First, I bring the love from Jean and Boone Mora. And Richard and I arrived Thanksgiving Day, really early afternoon. And the class was so gracious to us. David and Ruth picked us up and took us over to Robin and Trisha's home, where they were really having a family reunion. So they took two orphans in. And I wasn't going to say anything about being gluten intolerant, because I can handle, you know, fish, turkey, and salad. Well, there was Trisha with a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner, which was completely gluten-free. And it took a lot of thought, a lot of special recipes, and it was so gracious of her. Although Richard says, no, there was two gravies, one gluten, one without, two breads, one with and without. But everything else. So I personally, again, say thank you to them. My testimony is more going to be in a line of echo meeting from this convention. I'm going to start with Tom Rigiello's. It's been years since Richard and I have been here, and we were so excited about being here. We absolutely could not wait to see so many of the brethren being with the class. We've had such bonds with them. And so what appealed to me so much about his talk was perhaps God set aside 10 days for that very, very special reunion in heaven. Imagine God being separated from his son. He had to see Jesus on the cross. The angels saw it, and they knew he was victorious. And how excited they were to welcome him back, embrace him, love him, and have a very special time. I love the thought. Thank you, Tom. Brent was the first speaker, and he had a very long title. let me think. It was, here I have it, 100-fold in this life. Well, I have renamed it Unspeakable Joy. And that's basically what his talk was all about. What unspeakable joy we have. It should permeate our life, the peace of God, the tranquility. It should, like I said, and he also said, we should put all our problems on a boulder and roll it to God. And I thought to myself, and give it a good push, because you don't want it to come back. Then my husband gave a very good talk, which I thought, and I hope the other brethren did too. And what I appreciated so much was God gave us the Holy Spirit without measure, copious. And I thought, isn't that how he deals with us in everything? Everything is copious. It's never measured out. Have all you want. Drink and more. And that a living sacrifice means just that, never ends. And that I love, because we would want our relationship to God to ever end. Russ's was so interesting because it was all on threes. And numbers are so important to God, and so is every detail of our life. Tim's Krupa's talk was interesting because he introduced us to Saul. He is now a person to us, and we know why he was so the person to go. Well, God said to him, I'm going to have you do so-and-so. Don't argue with me. Go. And there was Paul. He went. He was a man who was accustomed to giving orders, but he went. And how beautifully he fulfilled his responsibility, one example to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Shirley. Appreciate that. And cluing us into, especially for me, and the discourses from Friday. And I know you talked about the thought of having a Thanksgiving meal. I'm one of the few that was able to celebrate two Thanksgiving meals this year. It was really, really special for me. We had one on Thursday at my mom's home just the other day. But earlier in the month, I was privileged to go back to the Dawn meeting. And I should bring you the love from the Dawn, because there were so many brethren there that wanted to be remembered to you. And I know after they had their Dawn fellowship members meeting and trustees meeting, that evening we met over at the Dawn home, and they brought out three large turkey, large platters of turkey from three that they had cooked. And it was probably one of the, I would say it's probably the best turkey dinner I had, Thanksgiving meal I had had. And you talk about without measure. I learned that you need to sometimes push back and not overindulge. But I thank you for your comments, Sister Shirley. Who be next? Put it over here.
I'm Brother Bill Bender from Milwaukee. This is my wife, Ruth. I wanted to wait to make sure everyone else had a chance to testify, but Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I think everybody knows where Milwaukee is. I want to make sure to bring the love of our little class up in Prescott Valley. That's Brother Elias and Sister Letha Mundell. I think some of you know them, Brother Elias. So he wanted to have special love sent to this convention, as well as the Milwaukee class. And I wanted to... You know, I remember Pastor Russell was asked one time what he thought was the most important meeting. Of course, we all know it's a testimony meeting. So I want to thank my Heavenly Father, first and foremost, for allowing Sister Ruth and I to be here. It's our first San Diego convention ever. When I walked through that door, I was shocked. I didn't realize this was a big-sized convention, a pretty nice convention here. So we're looking forward to the rest of it and seeing so many brethren we know and love. And some of the elders here have given talks I've heard on tape, but I never got to meet them. Tape, listen to me. It's how old I am. DVD or whatever they use today, the internet. But I just want to tell you how much I really enjoy just having the knowledge that we have and the scripture studies. We're in a volume 2 study now that years ago in Chicago, I thought that was I just cringed even going to those studies. But now it's really enjoyable. I mean, it really makes sense. And so I'm thankful to my Heavenly Father for that. And the reason I stood up more than just the announcement, we have a brother, a dear brother in our Milwaukee class. This brother, the brother is Mike Parcione. I just want to ask the San Diego class to remember him in prayer. He's been diagnosed with a terminal illness. We're not sure how long he has on this side of the veil. He's a wonderful, loving brother. If you've been to a general convention, he probably gave you a ride. He used to volunteer as a driver. And his wife, Debbie, and his daughter, Lonnie, and his son, Tony, I can't imagine what it's like to be aware that your father has this terrible terminal illness. So keep in your prayers that God's will would be done regarding his care and the blessing and strength to his dear wife, who's been unwavering and caring for him. She even offered help to another brother of ours in a class while she's caring for her husband. She's incredible. It's Debbie Parcione. Anyway, I love you all. I'm looking forward to this meeting and talking to some of you on a more personal basis. We're thankful to our Heavenly Father for this first San Diego convention.
Thank you, Brother Bill. It's very special to have you and Sister Ruth here at the convention fellowship. We look forward to getting the chance to know you better. So, nice to see you here. Who'll be next?
Brother Mark, while we're waiting, I have a message of love from Brother John Balin, who contacts a lot of brethren. Mm-hmm. Brother Tom Marshall, who you will remember from Sillamar days.
Sure.
And also Brother Bleachers, Brother Mitchell Bleachers, and his wife, Sister Rebecca. Those messages come through Brother John, but he wanted them announced publicly.
Thank you, Brother David.
Dear Brother Mark, Brother Austin from New York Ecclesia, and I would be, they will hold me responsible if I didn't bring the message. They voted to send their love, they came to New York two Sundays ago, as well as our Wednesday night meeting, and convey the message here for the convention saying, please tell them that although many are cold here, but few are frozen there. So please send their, bring their regards, Christian greetings here. It's always a privilege to be with brethren of Life Precious Faith, and as we could see, the conventions as well as the demographics getting smaller and smaller. And brethren in the East Coast, it's still vibrant, nevertheless, it's all around. And had wonderful trip this year, and I know the Chicago brethren have first-hand information also in terms of our travels, and hopefully the travels will continue for me next year, starting with 15 days from now, first to Middle East, and then next to India, and then return, and then Africa after that. Let me ask the Lord's blessings upon serving in His vineyard, and it's a privilege. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Brother Austin. You know, I know there's many brethren that are going to be traveling to different parts, especially Austin and his trip. How many would like to send their love with the brethren, especially Brother Austin, as he travels? Thank you. Brother Austin, you know, you mentioned about the cold weather that you have to deal with in New York, and I thought it rather interesting, you know, back at the Dawn plant, they're putting up a window in the upper third floor, and then they start talking about having to have heaters for the pipes, for the drains, because if you don't have heaters in the pipes, they freeze over, and the next thing you know, the roof gets full of water, and the next thing you know, you could have a collapsed roof. And you know, and living out here in Southern California, you just don't think about those kinds of things, what brethren have to go through every day, just living back on the different parts of the U.S. continent here. So, but the brethren deal with it. And but I think I'm going to stay here in Southern California if I can. Who be next?
Yes, hi, Brother Mark and brethren. I'm Sister Irene Rep from the Phoenix area, and I would be amiss if I didn't bring love. And I feel like Brother Tim, I don't meet with the Phoenix brethren there because my mom, Sister Pauline Trezak, she is wheelchair bound. And so we do have the teleconferencing, which those beeps, they really are special. So we get on with the Grand Rapids group, and we have meetings on Sunday and Wednesday. And my mom, Pauline Trezak, wanted her love brought. I came with my daughter, Angie, and my grandson, Alex, and Angie's husband, Chuck, and we drove. So the teleconferencing is quite a blessing. It has really... It is food for brethren that are either cooped up, and sometimes those Grand Rapids brethren get quite terrible weather, so all of them will be online because they won't even be able to go to meeting, but we've enjoyed that, and my mom wanted the love brought, and the Grand Rapids brethren wanted the love brought to all of you, and I'm just very appreciative to the blessings that the Lord has provided in my life. And all of you, I tell you, it takes me courage to get up and give a testimony because, Brother, I was talking with Brother Peter Kravis a little bit, and I think what it is you elders, I really give you a lot of credit because there's a nervousness. And why? Why is that? I love all of you. I'd like to know each of you individually and bring that unity that we all need. And I've appreciated that, the talks that have gone on and surely going over each and every talk, which brings back to mind the echo that she gave was wonderful. But I would like more of that. I would like to see more of that with brethren, because it's now, and we need to make our calling an election, and the glorious hope that the Lord has given us, and I pray for all of you to that end. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Irene, for your testimony. It was certainly a pleasure having you here at convention with us. We thank you. The Lord bless you. Sister June, over this far end.
It's been such a pleasure to be here in San Diego, and all the work that the brethren have done to make this convention such a wonderful one for us. And I appreciate seeing brethren I haven't seen in such a long time. And it is very difficult for me right now, because hearing the news, which I appreciate Bob brought to me right away, that Leon is in serious condition in the hospital. Barbara and Leon are just long, long friends. We were teenagers together. I was with them when they were courting. I stood up for them when they were married. And losing Barbara, then losing Becky. Becky and Rachel were close friends with our daughter Judy. And the telephone call that you just heard ringing is because we've called Los Angeles trying to find out Rachel's address and telephone number so that I can get in touch with them. And we would meet with Barbara and Leon about every other Tuesday and have breakfast together. And you know, when you've grown up with so many, and I mean, like with Vera, I was in Sunday school with Vera in Detroit when we were down at the convention in Alabama. There were five of us that had been together as children in the same Sunday school class. And I thank my Heavenly Father for the blessings that He has given us. And I thank Him for the strength that He has given us with the loss of our son. And you look to the Lord when you have something happen like this, and you count your blessings. And one of our blessings was having Mark Davis, that is before you, to give us the most beautiful memory when we had the brethren together to remember our son. And this will never, ever be forgotten for what Mark did for us. This was another blessing from our Heavenly Father. And we had so many blessings from the brethren all over this country and Germany. And Jack and I would get the mail in the afternoon, sit down and open it, and have a good cry between the two of us. And we would get it out of our system and thank our Heavenly Father for the brethren and what the classes wrote. And so when it came to Sunday, we had recovered and again thanked our Heavenly Father for the richness of our blessings and having the truth. And I'm sure that it was many of you that signed the cards and the letters, and we thank you. But it really, as my mother always said, the most difficult part of growing older is losing your friends. And I certainly have to agree. And I thank you, brethren here in San Diego, again, for all that you have provided us with, knowing that you were a small class and each one of you had to have more responsibilities than you would have normally had if you were a large class. Thank you very much, and the Lord be with you.
Thank you, Sister June. We thank you for the love and devotion you've shown towards so many of the dear brethren over the years, faithfully contacting them and befriending them and comforting them in so many ways. We thank you for all you have done for the brethren. And I know you wanted me to mention that there is a place in back in the foyer out in front to sign cards and letters for the brethren that are isolated and could certainly enjoy hearing a short little testimony to them. So if you have that opportunity, please do that. Thank you, Sister Jim. I see we're at our close of our hour and our chairman is here.
We have one more.
Was there one short testimony?
One short testimony.
Brother Brad.
Okay, I'll try and be very brief, but I just wanted to say thank you for Brother Bob stepping in for me for chairman. I've been having a little bit of problem with my voice today, but I also wanted to...
Can you hold it up?
Oh, sure. I just wanted to say that I know that many of you like to share the truth with others. You like to be able to witness. We have such a wonderful message to be able to share, particularly with ones who are maybe grieving a loss of a loved one. And I got these cards made up. They're like kind of like a business card, and I leave them out here for anybody that wants to pick them up and take a look at them if they want to ever use it. It's got a plan on the back, the chart, and it's got a scripture on the front and a balance beam, you know, to talk to the person about the ransom. So it's just another tool that can be used, and we do love to share that which we've been blessed to know. That we have such a rich blessing in understanding the hope of the resurrection. So if anybody is interested, they can pick that up and maybe print some for themselves, and then you have something to put in somebody's hand when you have a chance to witness.
Thank you, Brother Brad. And indeed, we want to thank all the brethren in the San Diego Ecclesia who have made this wonderful convention for us to come and visit. And I see there is one more hand up here for a short testimony.
There's a couple short testimonies from our brethren online.
Oh, okay.
Ray and Rita Connolly give their Christian love to all the brethren, and Edwin Ochola from Poland. I am Brother Edwin Ochola from Poland, but initially from Kenya. May you send my love, Christian, greetings to all. I wish I could find time to give my testimony. I received the truth through the internet, and I have been kept in the loving arms of God. Thanks to God, who used Brother David Rice and Sister Chai, who led me to the truth. Love to all from me and my wife, Ewelina.
Thank you very much for bringing those to us. Thank you, brethren, for your testimonies, and I'll turn it over to our chairman for the bombs.
Thank you, Brother Mark, for leading the testimony meeting. Greatly appreciated. Well, brethren, we're on a bit of a tight time frame. We have just a brief intermission, starting again at 4:15. Why don't we change that to about 4:20, just to give us a little bit more time, because we're ending right at 4 o'clock here. We're going to have a hymn. That next service will be 5 10-minute lessons, and so it'll be kind of rapid fire. So we're looking forward to that. So we'll close now with hymn number 182 and ask Brother Mark to close with a word of prayer. We'll stand on the last verse and again, brethren, a short intermission. My heart. gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we once again humbly and thankfully come before thy precious throne of grace to give thee thanks, dear Heavenly Father, for thy wonderful love and mercy that thou hast shown towards us, especially through the gift of thy dear Son in our behalf. We thank thee, dear Heavenly Father, for this privilege we can come together with our dear brethren in convention. We thank thee for this time that we have the privilege to raise our voice in praise to thee. And we thank you for the testimonies of our dear brethren. We know that they are mindful of our needs and what our different brethren are going through. We know they're in thy tender care and keeping. We would ask especially a blessing upon those going through special trials of sickness at this time, that thou guide and direct them at this special time in their lives and be with their families. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the ways in which thou hast led us through thy Holy Spirit. We pray for thy guidance in all things, that we might walk faithfully in the footsteps of our dear Lord and Master. We pray for thy kingdom, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Reconvene at 4:20, please.
No.